Gross to net requirements. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines gross and net requirements and schedule proceeds as follows. Gross requirement. The total of independent and dependent demand for a component before the netting of on-hand inventory and scheduled receipts. Net requirements. In material requirements planning, the net requirements for a part or an assembly are derived as a result of applying gross requirements and allocations against inventory on hand, scheduled receipts, and safety stock. After being lot-sized and offset for lead time, net requirements become planned orders. Scheduled receipt. An open order that has an assigned due date. Note that an open order is a planned order that has been released as a manufacturing order or a purchase order. The Material Requirements Planning MRP system treats scheduled receipts as materials that can be relied upon to be where they need to be when they need to be there. To calculate net requirements, use the following formula. Note that prior projected available might also be called available inventory, but here we clarify that you need to use the prior period or opening inventory for the first period's net requirements. Another way of determining where there is a net requirement is whenever the projected available would go negative or go below the safety stock level. Therefore, another line that needs to be calculated at this point is the projected available. We will look at preliminary requirements for a handful of part numbers using a given set of gross requirements along with scheduled receipts and some opening inventory as seen in Exhibit 4-69. Assume that the lot size for each item is 5 units. Note that this exhibit shows a preliminary view of these calculations rather than something you would actually see in the system, thus the negative values for some projected available calculations, which would be listed as 0 in the system since one cannot actually have negative inventory. Exhibit 4-69, Preliminary MRP Calculations with Projected Available. Here is how the projected available is calculated in a few key places. Next, we need to calculate the net requirements, as is shown in Exhibit 4-70. Exhibit 4-70, Preliminary MRP Calculations with Net Requirements. Note how when there are no planned order receipts, the net requirements match the negative projected inventory balances, shown here for teaching purposes. Again, these would actually be listed as 0. Here are examples of how the net requirements are calculated. MRP logic will propose a planned order receipt using lot size rules, here 5 units for each part, below the first net requirement, and then recalculate the net requirements and projected available. It will repeat this process, possibly adding more planned order receipts, depending on the need, after the first is added. It will also offset the planned order releases based on lead time. Exhibit 4-71 shows the completed MRP record. Note how the projected available now is never negative. It could go to 0 if this is not shown here. Exhibit 4-71. Completed MRP record. Here are a few examples of the recalculated amounts. Note how for Part E, only one planned order receipt is needed, even though weeks 4 through 6 initially have net requirements, because the planned order receipt for 5 units in week 4 results in a positive projected available balance in week 4. This positive balance is carried forward to weeks 5 and 6 where there are no additional gross requirements and thus no net requirements. However, for Part G, the week 3 planned order receipt does not leave enough extra inventory to address the week 4 net requirement, so another planned order receipt is added. MRP records will be calculated and recalculated whenever there are production or supplied issues or deliberate changes. Before they are released to production activity control and purchasing, they undergo a final capacity planning check.